భగవత్ 5.21 బాహ్యస్పర్శేష్వ సక్తాత్మా విందత్యాత్మని యత్ సుఖం స బ్రహ్మయోగయుక్తాత్మా సుఖమక్షయమశ్నుతే. సో హియర్ ది బ్రాహ్మణ, హియర్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ స్పీకింగ్ అండ్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ హౌ ద స్పిరిచువల్లీ అడ్వాన్స్ సోల్ experiences great happiness. How does that person live? The person who has acquired knowledge and is situated in the spiritual platform, bahya sparsheshva asaktatma. Bahya sparsha, sparsha is contact, touch. So with contact with external things, asaktatma. Asakta, one asakta is attached, asakta is detached. అసక్తాత్మా, ఇట్ సోల్ ఇస్ డిటాచ్డ్. బాహ్యస్పర్శేష్ అసక్తాత్మా, బీయింగ్ డిటాచ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ప్లెజర్స్. విందత్యాత్మని యత్ సుఖం విందతి, ఎ పర్సన్ డిలైట్స్ ఇన్ వాట్? ఆత్మని యత్ సుఖం, ఇన్ ఇన్నర్ స్పిరిచువల్ హ్యాపీనెస్, ఇన్ ఇన్నర్ హ్యాపీనెస్. స బ్రహ్మయోగ యుక్తాత్మా, స బ్రహ్మ, స దాట్ పర్సన్ ఆన్ బ్రహ్మ, ఆన్ ద బ్రహ్మ స్పిరిచువల్ రియాలిటీ. యోగయుక్తాత్మా, సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ దాట్ ఆత్మా ఇస్ యోగయుక్త, ఇస్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ ద బ్రహ్మన్ త్రూ ద ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ యోగా. దట్ మీన్స్ త్రూ కనెక్షన్. యోగా ఎసెన్షియల్ మీన్స్ కనెక్షన్. సో ఇస్ కనెక్టెడ్ విత్ బ్రహ్మ యోగయుక్త బై ద ప్రాక్టీస్ ఆఫ్ యోగా. యోగయుక్తాత్మా సుఖం అక్షయం అశ్నుతే, అండ్ బై దిస్ కనెక్షన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్? సచ్ యోగి రిలిషియస్ అక్షయ సుఖ, ఇంపెరిషబుల్ హ్యాపీనెస్, అక్షయ సుఖ. నౌ ద వర్డ్ అక్షయ సుఖ ఇస్ సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ బికాస్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ ఆల్ ద సుఖ ఇస్ క్షయ. Just like if somebody brings a delicious, say, cake or a delicious pot of kheer, then with every morsel that we eat, the pleasure is becoming kshaya. It is declining. It is getting exhausted. Similarly, with any form of pleasure, even when a person enjoys sense gratification, the body's capacity to enjoy is limited. And with every little enjoyment that one gets, the sukha is getting kshaya. And eventually, when people stop sense gratification, it is not because they are satisfied, but it is because the body's capacity to enjoy is exhausted. So, the happiness also ends because the body's capacity to enjoy the happiness ends, or the external object with which we enjoy, that all gets exhausted, or both get exhausted, whichever way it is. And suppose we say that there is so much sweet rice that you can eat as much as you want, but we can never eat as much as we want because even our body doesn't allow us to eat, our body itself won't allow us to eat as much as we want. We stop eventually eating because our capacity gets exhausted. So, akshaya sukha. So, the happiness which we get in this world at the bodily level is always kshaya sukha. But that is the nature of material happiness. But spiritual happiness, the happiness which is being got over here, is akshaya sukha. Now, sukham akshayam ashnute. It's such a wonderful conception. The happiness that will never get exhausted. That's spiritual happiness. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks the exact opposite, saying that not only is the happiness not going to get exhausted, rather the happiness will get expanded. So he says that Anandambudhivardhanam, Anandambudhi, so the ocean, and happiness is like an ocean, and even that ocean is going to Vardhanam, expanded. So it's huge. So like that it is, right? Akshaya sukha. So now Krishna uses the word akshaya sukha, since it's related with the word that will come in the next verse. 5.22, which we'll come to in the next session, where the happiness is limited. But how do we get this Akshaya Sukha Krishna is talking about? We could analyze this verse into three steps in its ABC lines. First thing Krishna says, Bahya Sparsheshva Saktatma. Become indifferent to external pleasures. Don't no longer be attached to external special pleasures. We need to focus. Just as we can't both be moving upwards and downwards, just as we can't be moving both forwards and backwards, so similarly, our consciousness cannot be both going outwards and inwards. So if we want inner happiness, then we have to give up our attachment to the things that drag the consciousness outwards. And what drags the consciousness outwards the most forcefully is the hope for pleasure. So when one decides, I'm no longer going to seek pleasure outside, then what happens? Bahya Sparsheshva Saktatma. Such a person becomes detached from external pleasures. So Bahya Sparsheshva Asaktatma. Detached from external pleasures, then what happens? Vindatyatmani Yat Sukham. So now, we cannot live without pleasure. So if somebody says, just don't bother about pleasure, it's not going to work. So the next step is, okay, you're not looking for external pleasure. Where do you look pleasure for then? For pleasure then? Internally. Vindati. One starts delighting Atmani Yat Sukham. One starts delighting in inner happiness. So now we may say that, oh, but I don't know, what do you mean by delighting in inner happiness? Do I look down at my chest or and try to see if I can get some happiness? How do I actually look for inner happiness? So there is a process for that. That is actually the process of yoga. So now, in bhakti yoga, the inner becomes outer. For Krishna, who is present in the heart of the super soul, manifests as the deity outside, manifests as the scripture, manifests as the holy name. So in that sense, it becomes much easier for us to move towards Krishna. But still, the point is we draw our consciousness inwards also. A devotee becomes introspective. So vindatyatmani yat sukham. So delight in inner happiness. Now, so Brahma Yoga Yuktatma, and for that purpose, one has to be Yoga Yuktatma. The person's soul has to be Yoga Yukta. Which yoga to practice, that will vary according to person. Now, literally, physically, sitting down in one place and engaging in yoga is talked about also in the Bhagavatam, in the Bhagavad Gita. And in general, in the yoga tradition, that is Ashtanga Yoga path. And Krishna will talk about Ashtanga Yoga in the next chapter. He will give a prelude for that in 5.28, 27 and 28. And he will elaborate on that in the 6th chapter. But even in Karma Yoga, one becomes more and more internalized in the consciousness. And even in Bhakti Yoga also, one becomes more and more introspective. When there are manifestations of Krishna outside, then the person thinks of Krishna outside also, but otherwise, one turns inwards, and that is also important. So now, sa Brahma Yoga Yuktatma. One practices yoga, engages in yoga to connect with Brahma, to connect with the spiritual reality that is there within oneself. And by doing so, one attains Sukham Akshayam Ashnute. So there's the process to experience the happiness that will never get exhausted, that will be imperishable. First is, don't give up attachment to outer pleasures, the things that draw and drag the consciousness outwards. Bahya Sparsheshva Saktatma. And then start seeking happiness inwards. Vindati Atmani Yat Sukham. And then for seeking happiness inwards, concentrate. Sa Brahma Yoga Yuktatma. One of the key principles of the process of yoga, whichever yoga it may be, is concentration. The most spiritual happiness, we can't experience it just by first perception. Of course, sometimes you may look at the deities, and the deities may look so beautiful that even first perception is captivating. But then, there is, after the first perception, if we really concentrate, then there is such a deeper experience of a connection with Krishna, and that deeper connection is much more enriching. So when we start studying Shastra, sometimes we feel, oh, this is all the same thing coming again and again and again. But then once we start going deep into the subject, oh, this connects with this, this connects with this, this connects with this. So wonderful. I want to relish it. Sa Brahma Yoga Yuktatma. So the purpose of practicing yoga is to focus and concentrate our consciousness on the spiritual reality. And when we do that, then Sukham Akshayam Ashnute. So by giving up external, by turning away from external pleasures, by seeking happiness within, and by concentrating inwards through the practice of yoga, a person can relish unlimited happiness. Thank you.